You are listening to KPTZ 91.9 Port Townsend. I am Heather McRae Wolf, your host for The Heart of Learning. And today I have a group of children between the ages of 6 and 9 in the studio with me. I've been working with them this week in a camp called the Dragon Heart Camp. And I have had the honor this summer of leading 3 weeks of camps with kids. And it has made me reflect on how children engage with their environment and the community during the summer and what kind of learning they do when they're not officially in school. So today we're going to talk to this group of children about some of the things that they've done this summer and some of the things that they have been interested in learning about. So each one is going to introduce themselves as they talk. So first, would you like to introduce yourself and say how old you are?
My name's Yamaya, and I am 9 years old.
Thank you, Yamaya. And Yamaya, can you tell us something interesting that you did this summer?
I went to Yellowstone.
Fun. And what did you learn about Yellowstone?
Well, I learned that it's like a crater from a supervolcano, so it could erupt, like, literally any time now.
Wow.
But it would be pretty small. It wouldn't affect the rest of the Earth. Like, it would just probably blow up everything in its path.
Was that scary to be by a volcano that could erupt any second?
Not really.
And how many times has it erupted before?
4.
I see. But it's about time for the next one?
Yes.
Well, that sounds pretty interesting. All right. And I believe someone else here also went to Yellowstone. Can you introduce yourself and say how old you are?
I am Alder, and I'm 6.
Great. And Alder, what did you want to tell us about Yellowstone?
I saw some geysers there.
Yeah? And what are geysers?
Boiling hot water that shoots out of the ground.
Very cool. Well, thank you for sharing about your experiences there. And now we also have my own daughter. Can you introduce yourself and say how old you are?
My name's Orlando, and I'm 8 years old.
And Orlando, what's one of the things that you have been interested in this summer?
Birding.
Birding. And what kind of birds have you learned how to identify?
The turnstones, and the violet-green swallows.
Very cool. And summer is a kind of a good time to bird, right? Because there are birds that migrate through and that come in.
Yeah, and they just, like, pop out of bushes sometimes, which is quite surprising.
Is that one of the things that's fun about birding?
Yeah.
Very nice. And where are some of the places where you've gone birding?
Kai Tai Lagoon, my friend Monica's house,
And down by the shore, too, right?
Yeah, down by, Fort Worden and things.
Very nice. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And here, we also have someone who wishes to remain anonymous, but she's going to tell us how old she is.
I'm 8.
Thank you, anonymous. and I believe that you got to participate in some Native American ceremonies this summer. Can you tell us about one of those?
So one of them is Sundance, and so the Sundancers dance around a tree in the middle of the circle, and the people watching, they have to stay out of that circle. And
how many days do they dance?
I believe they dance 4 days.
And what are they dancing for? Like, why are they dancing?
They're dancing for the earth and the people, and they make many prayers. Every step, they're supposed to make a prayer.
Great. And where was it that you went?
I went to South Dakota.
Was it super hot?
It was.
And this was your first time going to this ceremony?
Yes.
Really interesting. Thank you for sharing. So this week, in our camp, we've been doing different activities connected with community. And one of the things that we did was go to the First Episcopal Church. And Orlando, did you want to tell us a little bit about what we did there?
Yeah, we went to the soup kitchen. It's where people come and you serve them soup. And there's usually only two different kinds of soup, and you like clear their places and like ask if they need refills or clean napkins. And it was really fun. And I just really liked, you know, helping people out.
Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. It was a really fun experience, and the people at First Episcopal were very kind yeah. in helping us mm-hmm. help them.
Yeah.
Did anyone else here want to say anything else about what we did this week? Did you want to add something else, Orlando?
Yes. We painted these tiles of like underwater themes, and then we painted like a shed with like a big mural outside.
And that was with the help of a local artist named Lauren Alexanian, who came and helped mm-hmm. us out. Could you introduce yourself and tell us how old you are?
I'm Winna, and I'm 8 years old.
So, Winna, can you tell us a little bit about some camps you've done this summer and some fun things that you might have done at those camps?
Well, I went to a camp called Camp Winna Rainbow. And I learned how to do stilts that, like, kind of Velcro onto your shoes. And I slept in teepees. And I wrote a song. And I performed it on stage.
Cool. And what was this song called?
Listen, Listen.
I see. And are you going to perform this song for us?
Yes.
Okay, but first, I think before you were going to perform that song, which I'm very excited to hear, did you want to tell us anything else about some of the stuff we've been doing this week in this camp?
Well, we went to the soup kitchen, and we helped serve soup to people who don't have enough money to buy food, and that was really fun. And we went to Marina Cafe, and we baked some muffins with Jennifer, the owner, and that was really fun, too.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing those things. All right. And you have brought someone here who is going to accompany you on your song.
This is my stepdad, Spencer.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. And Spencer has a guitar here. And so I think what's going to happen next is, are you about ready to sing the song?
Yep.
Okay. Well, whenever you are ready, take it away. And this song, again, is called Listen, Listen, and it is written by Winna. Thank you. That was beautiful. And once again, that song was called Listen, Listen. And it was written by Winna, who also performed it along with Spencer. Thank you both for sharing that song with us. Winna, do you want to tell us anything about the inspiration for writing that song? Like, what made you write it?
Well, there's this songwriting class in the camp I went to, and I was like, oh, well, I want to write a song. And then I just, like, was like, okay, well, I want to write it about nature, and then I just thought of thinking of words and then putting them together.
Well, it turned out very well. You're listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend. And last, but certainly not least, we have one more camp participant here. Can you introduce yourself and tell us how old you are?
I'm Silas, and I'm 8 years old.
So, Silas, what are some interesting things you did this summer?
I got to go to a Sounders camp and play soccer for 6 hours a day.
Wow.
And I also got to meet a player on the Sounders named Steve Zakuani, and I got his signature.
Cool. That sounds like that was a lot of fun. And how about this week? What's one of the things that you really enjoyed that we did this week?
I really enjoyed going to Jennifer's Cafe and making muffins.
And what kind of muffins did we make?
Blackberry muffins. We picked them at Kai Tai Lagoon.
They were some delicious berries.
Make sure to go to Marina Cafe and get breakfast there.
She makes the best muffins.
Yep.
And we want to say a big thank you to Jennifer and to the people at First Episcopal Soup Kitchen and the people here at KPTZ and to our friend Lauren Alexanian, all these people who helped out with our camp. And last week, we had other visitors and other folks who helped us as well. And sometimes it really does feel like it takes a community to give kids all the amazing experiences that these kids and others have had in this town and in this area this summer. So many thanks to all of those who spend a lot of their time in the summer months working with kids. So now we are going to hear a song that this group has been practicing this week. I call this song the canoe song, though it might be called other things by other people. And I learned this song when I was a child. And now we are going to sing this as a round, which has not been easy, but we've been practicing. So we're going to give it a try.
Oh, you
don't make it. Okay, are you guys all situated over there?
Yep.
My paddle's clean and bright. My paddle's clean and bright. Flash on the waves fly. Dip, dip, and swing. Dip, dip, and swing. Dip, dip, and swing. Dip, dip, and swing. Dip, dip, and swing.
Thank you for singing that beautiful song. So now that the summer is almost over and we are looking forward to a new school year, I'm curious what you guys are looking forward to or thinking about for the new school year. So, Yamaya, how about you? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the new school because they smashed the old one. And so now they're building a new one, and school's going to be like a week late, and just I'm bored for school to start.
Satya, how about you? What are you looking forward to? Are you excited about the new building?
Yes.
Orlando, do you want to tell us something about the year ahead for you?
I'm excited about the new school. I'm also excited to be going to Mexico.
So there might be some trips in your future. And over here we have Alder. Alder, can you tell us what grade are you going to be in at the new school?
I'm going to be in first grade.
And what are you looking forward to about first grade?
I don't know.
Are you looking forward to the new playground at the new school?
Yes.
Yeah. What are you hoping might be at the new playground?
A slide.
All right. Now we have two of you who are going to be at Sunfield in the new year. And as I understand it, they have a new building too. Winna, what are you looking forward to?
Well, to see the new building and see how my teacher decorates it. and to just be back in school again.
And how about you, Silas?
I'm looking forward to being in the new school, and I'm also looking forward to learning more cursive, and yeah.
Very cool. And Silas, you were telling me a little bit before about what one of your favorite subjects is. Do you want to tell us about that?
Oh, my favorite subjects is, my top four is eating, shopping, hanging out with family, and playing soccer.
Oh, I see. These are the subjects. Got it. Well, you probably got to do a lot of those this summer, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you all for your time and attention, and it has been a pleasure spending time with you this summer. You are listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend. I am Heather McRae-Wolf, and I have been your host for this episode of Heart of Learning. Thank you for joining me, and until we meet again, let's keep on learning.